Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today I am pleased to be joined by two fabulous nurses to discuss National Nurses Week. We have the pleasure of being joined by Marilyn Ramdean and Everett Green. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, definitely. We are celebrating National Nurses Week. And tell us how this global pandemic has changed people's perception of nurses.
So I can begin. First of all, my name is Everett Green, and I am the Assistant Vice President of Nursing for Advantage Care Physicians. I'm also a practicing nurse practitioner. And I think for this year, how has it changed our perception of nursing? I think it has shone a brighter light on the work that nurses do. I think it has changed the perception in that become more evident, the role of the nurse, you know, and as we're celebrating National Nurses Week, of course, it's, you know, always around Florence Nightingale, one of the pioneers of nursing. And we use this week to really highlight and celebrate. So I think the global pandemic has just shone a brighter light on the work that nurses have always been doing, but how critical and essential their roles are. Not just in the hospitals and the pandemic, I work for Advantage Care Physicians, but also playing a pivotal role in COVID-19 testing, and now we have the COVID-19 vaccine. So it shows the role of the nurse, the diverse roles of the nurse, and different areas through this pandemic where nurses have made a significant impact and really have become the heroes of this time.
Definitely. Our first line heroes. If there were a theme for National Nurses Week, what would it be?
So a theme for National Nurses Week would be heroes, right? So the theme is the nurses are the ones given the vaccines. The nurses are really on the front line. The nurses are with the families of those that are ill in the hospital. So the theme is really, you know, really summed up is they're the heroes of healthcare, and really have gone above and beyond, not to just be there for the patients themselves, but the families. Again, I work for Advantage Care Physicians, the communities that we serve, just really being those heroes of care. That would be the theme for.
Now, nurses do such a great job of taking care of everyone else. How can we assure that nurses are cared for as far as their well-being and feeling appreciated as we go beyond National Nurses Week?
Hello, this is Marilyn Ramdean. I'm the Regional Clinical Director for Advantage Care Physicians, and I'm the Queens Regional Leader.
I think checking in with our nurses is very important, acknowledging the work they do on a daily basis. And as I've mentioned before, the job that they do or they work and the empathy, the compassion that they provide, it's an everyday basis. It's been highlighted more because of the pandemic and being the frontline workers and the essential workers. And in the hospitals or in the ambulatory sections of where we work, Advantage Care Physicians, and we do serve underserved communities and we provide care for those folks. Appreciating our nurses, ensuring that their well-being is taken care of, and acknowledging what they do on a daily basis is how they really feel appreciated.
And what would you like to share with our listeners about Advantage Care and the nurses that you have on staff?
So Advantage Care Physicians, we have close to 300 nurses. I think we are a very unique practice, and I think nurses are in our practice. You know, we're in the neighborhoods. We serve the neighborhood. We're in the neighborhoods where we have city workers, you know, where people work. and live. And so I think it's unique in that ACP, as Advantage Care Physicians, we care for the whole you, meaning, you know, we have a variety of services from managing patients' chronic disease to giving annual flu shots, now being one of the first to have given the COVID-19 vaccine earlier on this year and continue to do so into 2021. And we also provide access to behavioral health programs because we know that the pandemic has, you know, all kinds of effects on patients, right? Not just their chronic illness, but their mental and well-being. And our nurses, you know, connect with our patients via telephone call when we had during COVID, really making sure that those behavioral needs are being met as well. So a patient's mental well-being, their chronic disease as well. So, you know, the nurses there care for the whole you. We see the patient, we know the families, and we are in those communities. So the patients trust the nurses there, and it's just a great relationship and a great, very great to see.
In listening to you speak, I'm sure we have our listeners out there who may be asking themselves right now, how can I get connected? How can I get services from Advantage Care? So what would be the process for someone to get services at one of your sites?
So Advantage Care Physician has multiple sites across all of our boroughs. If we go on Advantage Care Physicians online, you'll see an array of our offices, we're on all of our specialty areas where you can have service, where you can book an appointment for an in-person visit. We have telephonic ways to get to us. We have virtual visits as well. So those are the three ways that you can connect with Advantage Care Physicians. And as I mentioned before, we're a really unique presence in the New York neighborhoods and in those underserved communities. And, you know, our providers and nurses and team members really speak the language of the communities that they serve. And so because of that, we have many years of experience really providing that cultural competent care that is so needed in healthcare.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do for the community. And we thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, this has been
thank
people.
You.
Thank you so much. This has been People, Power, and Politics, and we've had the pleasure of speaking to Marilyn Ramdeen and Everett Green from Advantage Care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.